Walk around pretty much any college campus these days, and you're likely to hear more foreign languages than ever before. That's because the number of international students at U.S. colleges is at an all-time high, up almost 900,000 students from more than 200 countries. Rajika Bhandari is with the Institute of International Education, which today released its latest Open Doors report. It provides data on international students studying here in the U.S. and also on American students studying abroad. Rajika, does anything from your latest survey surprise you?
Absolutely. I think what's really surprising is the sheer growth in international students that we are seeing this year. And if you think about the fact that currently there are 4.5 million students that are globally mobile or are traveling outside their home countries to seek a higher education, almost a quarter of them are coming to the U.S.
Make the case for me that this is good for the U.S. economy. What benefits does, say, the U.S. Receive besides tuition?
That contribution is very significant. It's $27 billion to be exact. And that contribution comes in the form of their tuition, the money they spend on their living expenses while in the U.S. And if these international students choose to remain in the U.S., they contribute significantly through innovation and entrepreneurship, particularly in the sciences and engineering. And if they return home, they're helping us build educational and financial bridges between the U.S. and their country. We're really seeing an impact on the U.S., on U.S. classrooms, that goes much beyond that very large economic impact.
Could anyone make the case that international students are taking the spots that American students might otherwise have at colleges, or is that just kind of silly?
That's a myth. Even though their number has been growing, they still make up only 4% of total higher education enrollment. And at the undergraduate level, they make up only 2% of total higher education enrollment. When you look at that 2% number, it really hits you that even though we're talking about 900,000 students, there are actually not that many of them. And the fact that we've got over 4,000 colleges and universities in the U.S., there's actually room to host many more international students while obviously providing enough educational opportunities to U.S. students.
What about the Americans who are going overseas for study, you know, study abroad or to for their full education? Has there been much of an increase in the numbers of Americans studying overseas? And also, are they going to a variety of places or sort of usual suspect Britain and Europe?
The number of U.S. students has been rising, but it's been at a very slow pace, especially when we compare it with the number of international students coming to the U.S. This past year, we found that the numbers grew by just about 2% to a total of 300,000 students who go abroad. To your question about what about the diversification of destinations, we have definitely seen that diversify. This past year, even though the largest growth was to the UK, we found that students also went in large numbers to other countries such as Brazil, such as Costa Rica, and many other locations that are outside Europe, which has traditionally been the number one region that's attracted U.S. students.
Rajika Bhandari is with the Institute of International Education. The organization just released a report on foreign students in the U.S. and U.S. students studying abroad. This is The World.